The next major topic we're going to do here is in the area of vibrato. So vibrato is just generally it's a wavering of the note. I don't know the technical definition of it. We like guitar because guitar is popular. Took off in pop music in the 50s, 60s, 70s, etc. up till today. In part because it mimics the human voice a lot more than, let's say, a piano. Piano, you can't bend notes, you can't do vibrato. Vibrato is what makes instruments like cello and violin so kind of emotional, and people can, really identify and relate to pieces that feature those instruments. Because of the vibrato, it wavers like a human voice. So what you would do, there are several kinds of vibrato. The simplest kind is to pick a note. Let's say we pick string 2, fret 5 with finger 1. And you're just going to gently move your finger back and forth on the string. Now, if you don't do vibrato, then it's just a flat. And there's nothing wrong with that. But if you want to make it a little more like a human voice, then you just kind of shake the note back and forth just a little bit from side to side, just right in one spot. A little more, a little less subtle is by shaking the note up and down on the fretboard. So the first one was side to side, that was subtle. This one is up and down, so you would do. So your fingers moving up and down on the string. And it creates quite a bit of warbling, Now, when you do it with, when I do it with finger 1, that's fine. But when I do it with finger 3, I actually put all 3 fingers on there. Put, like, let's say you're on 2nd string, 8th fret. And you're playing the note with finger 3, I'm going to put fingers 1 and 2 behind it and shake all 3. It's a cool effect, so play around with it. Play any notes in the pentatonic and either shake them from side to side, like rapidly, you just kind of move your hand back and forth while your finger's still on the strings, or up and down. I personally like to go, I think I do either one, whether I go towards the floor or towards the ceiling first. Doesn't really matter. I think it depends on the situation. I think generally I like to go down first, but I don't think it's a big deal either way. So let's do it together, actually. We'll shake each note. So I'll count it off like that. 1, 2, and by the way, this is the side-to-side shake, not the up-and-down shake. 2, 3, 4. The side-to-side shake is a little more rapid in terms of it's the warbling is more frequent. Now let's do the up and down. You can choose on the up and down whether to go slow or fast. So it doesn't really matter in this case. Just stick with me. 2, 3, 4. Let's come backwards. Good job. So we're going to go to combining hammer-ons and pull-offs with the vibrato. So suppose you do, you know, suppose you're on the third string, fifth fret, you play that C note and then hammer on to D, and then you do an up and down motion on the D. You know, just that in of itself sounds really cool. You know, suppose it was a pull off on that same string. Now you're going to start on the seventh fret with finger three and pull off to first finger, fifth fret of the third string. And now you're going to shake that note. So, you know, so listen to what those sound like. It sounds way cool.